American Cattle News. I'm Patrick Cavanaugh.
No Forest Service agency official saying that the horse has got to come on, the horse has got to come off.
That's Tanner Beamer. He's manager of operations and affiliate outreach with the Public Lands Council, based in Washington, D.C. Beamer talking about feral wild horses throughout the West, decimating the rangeland.
Those horses, in addition to having different grazing patterns that are oftentimes more harmful to most native grasses out there on the western rangelands, they're out there 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. There's no BLM range con, no Forest Service agency official saying that the horse has got to come on, the horse has got to come off. There's no management whatsoever. They're just out there in a free-for-all, and they will decimate rangelands to the point where there will be significantly deteriorated regrowth in the future years, or in some extreme cases, no regrowth whatsoever.
In more news, Stacy M. is the program leader for Herds and Harvest and also the program leader for Nevada Risk Management Education with the University of Nevada Cooperative Extension Mineral County.
Herds and Harvest is actually a result of our Nevada Beginning Farmer and Rancher Project. So we've had the program for about 6 years. We're getting ready to reapply for funding to see if we can get an additional 3 years.
M. describes the different parts of the Herds and Harvest program in Nevada.
Under that program, we offer a variety of different workshops, from small-scale poultry to goats to the cattle industry. There's a lot of business management courses that go with Herds and Harvest. So that program we're hoping to keep ongoing, and we're looking at doing some workshops in 2018.
Now she explains the Nevada Risk Management Education Project.
We are actually funded by USDA Risk Management Agency to do outreach on crop and livestock insurance programs. So we have a 2018 crop and livestock insurance guide that was put out this last summer. We'll be doing the 2019 because, of course, it's an insurance program, so you need to sign up for your insurance programs before you get into the production year. And we do Cattleman's Update is under the USDA program. We actually do educational programs that hit the different areas of risk and then highlight the insurance programs that are available.
And these risks would include things like droughts and fires.
Yep, exactly. And even prices, if you can insure based on the Chicago Mercantile Price.
I'm Patrick Cavanaugh with American Cattle News.